You're recording, aren't you? I'm at Aged Care Alternatives in a suburb in Adelaide with my service host, Helen Adam. And Helen volunteers at Aged Care Alternatives. And it's a very interesting service that would be a very good service to have in our local area. I'm aware that we do have a need for much more information for our seniors about the options they face in retirement. So Helen's going to talk us through how this service was, its need was recognised, and how it actually works here. So Helen, can you describe it? It's a very nice building, by the way.
Thanks, Anne. Yes, Rest Haven have been providing care for older people in South Australia for 75 years, and over the years they were aware that there was a real lack of knowledge. People were coming into their residential care not really knowing what was available in the community and where to find their aged care. So they did some research and found that there was a definite gap in people's knowledge. So as a part of their 75th birthday celebrations, Rest Haven has funded Aged Care Alternatives for 3 years to try and fill this gap, to help people find information about the aged care system that will meet their specific needs.
So there's a big notice board over here. Let's walk over and have a look at what's on it.
Yes, we're in the reception area and we've got lots of printed information, mostly government publications. There's all the information you need about how to get into residential care, what the fees will be. There's basic daily care fees. There's accommodation bonds, which may or may not apply. There's also the accommodation charge on top of that. But having said that, if there's any financial hardship, people will get a place in an aged care facility in this state, subsidised by the government. We found that some people are deciding that it's time to go into a nursing home, but indeed what they need is, or may their needs may be met by care and help in the home. The Home and Community Care Program provides in-home services where you get help with such things as, domestic assistance, so you can get help with the cleaning, the cooking, washing and ironing, personal care, so if you need help getting dressed or showering, meals on wheels are provided, or someone can help you with the cooking, and if you're caring for an older person that's not coping, then you can get some respite care yourself and someone can come in and take care of the older person for you, or they can go to daycare centres or in fact into residential respite for a short time. What else have we got here, Anne? We've got, yes, more about the National Respite for Carers program, which is a big thing. Managing your medications, how to manage your money more effectively, safety at home. We've found that people who feel unsafe at home are more inclined to want to go into care. So we have our police department will offer a free in-home audit of the safety features or the modifications that can be made to your home to help you feel safer in your home. And that's a very good service. They can offer information about locks on windows, deadlocking of doors, security screens, lots of little things which can make you feel happier staying at home by yourself. Falls prevention is a big thing, and continence. Yes, falls. If someone falls and breaks a hip, then that can often be the end of their independence at home, and subsequent admission to hospital can lead to residential care and a sad part of one's decline. But if we can educate people about how to avoid falls, how to keep fit and strong, then we can often keep people out of residential care for a while.
We have a royal show. There must be something similar in Adelaide. And at the last royal show, I tried out a piece of equipment that you stand on and you hold on tight with each hand, and then it wobbles very slightly from side to side. And it's great, and it's meant to help your balance and your bone density. And at the moment I'm trying to get the local Coles to install one in Coles for the shoppers there. But it would be great to have in a place like this. They're not expensive. They cost about $1,900, and they're very easy. You just stand on it for 10 minutes, and it has this... They really seem great. Now, look, if I came in here and I needed some of this stuff and I looked at these and I've got things like accommodation bonds and all this residential care stuff, and my first feeling is, oh, this is hard, I don't know how to do this. Is there somebody here who could talk me through and explain it?
Yes, as you say, the information is overwhelming viewed like this. And I'm a volunteer options guide. So we would take people through to our internet area. We've got four computers, and hopefully one day we're going to be so busy that they'll all be manned and we'll be rushed off our feet. But at the moment we have one person on for half a day each week. And... the options guide will sit down with the inquirer. It's usually a child or partner of an aged person. Sometimes the aged person themselves are a bit proactive and can come in and do the arranging themselves. But we are happy to sit down, listen to their story and find where they are on the journey through the aged care system. And once we're clear of what their needs are, we can... do some internet searching. If someone has decided that they need care at home, we can find a home and community care provider in their area, and we can find out if they're available, the home the HAC packages, and we can put them in touch with the provider that would meet their needs. If they're looking for an aged care home, then indeed we again can search on the internet and find a vacancy in their area. We present them with many options so that they can go and look and see how they feel about certain nursing homes. A lot of people are not comfortable with many of them, and it's quite a journey to find one you feel comfortable with. But then, of course, there may be a waiting list, so the name can go on a waiting list. If someone needs to go in, we've had people come in with their family member in hospital and they're told that they have to find accommodation for them within the week, then that can be very nerve-wracking, but usually we can point them in the direction where they can at least go for respite until they find something more suitable. So, yeah, sitting down with people, talking, each case is quite individual, and the needs do vary. So finding the precise information that suits people is interesting and sometimes challenging, I must say.
Do you find that people come back and give you any feedback, Helen? Like, do you get a feel for... oh, I've been and looked at this nursing home and no, it's awful, I couldn't go there, or oh, well, that one seems good, or what the carer who came and helped in their house was like?
Yes, indeed we do. We ask people for their phone number, if they'd be happy to give it to us, so that we phone them in a month or so after their inquiry to see if what we've given them has been of any use. And most of our inquirers say that we've been useful to very useful. But then, of course, you're always going to get people who say, I don't like the cleaner, you know, she doesn't do behind the fridge and things like that. But yes, we do have feedback and it's mostly positive. And really it's up to the individual to find the residential care facility that suits their needs. So we can point them in the direction, and we leave them to find what they think's best for them.
Is this a free service for the people coming in searching, and how is this whole place funded?
Yes, it is a free service. As I said earlier, Resthaven set up Aged Care Alternatives as a 3-year trial, and they are funding us for that period, and there's no cost to the inquirer at all. So, yeah, Resthaven is a good community citizen.
Well, thank you very much. And you sound like you really enjoy working here as a volunteer. So you're a senior yourself. So it is seniors speaking to seniors, isn't it?
Yes. I think that helps. I don't think a 20-year-old would be able to empathise terribly well with the type of people we meet. And yes, I do enjoy it. It's good to meet different people and feel that I have been of help to someone. Yes.
Oh, well, that's great. And thank you very much for bringing me down here and showing me. I was keen to see it. So we've got a lot of other things to do today, travelling, and if we're lucky, we might end up with a place like this in Brisbane, but we'd have to ask for it and we'd have to lobby for it. So if it sounds interesting to you, be prepared to talk to your local MP.
Turn this one off. You were good, weren't you? That was... Where are we?